Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Charles Gosselin is here. Charles has become a great member of our Brain Trust, a retired CIA operative. He's published a number of essays and white papers and security threats over the in his career, especially about some of the stuff that goes bump in the night on around the world, terror threats and jihad uprisings and things like that across Europe and the United States. He's the author of the outstanding book, very important book, Understanding Personal Security Risk, a guide for business travelers. And he's our good friend Charles. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back. I like the way that you put that, things that go bump in the night. I'll have to remember that line.
Well, now, you know I can't claim that one. I'm trying to remember where that source was from, but somebody was a great literary reference. I'll find it in a little bit, but things that go bump in the night, and we don't know about. You know, you lay in your bed, you hear a noise, and you say, okay, if I hear it a second time, I'll get up. But if I don't, I'll stay right here. But you just got back from the Arabian Gulf. You were in Abu Dhabi and points all around there. I won't ask, you can tell us why you were there if you want to. But the point that I wanted to make, folks, is that when I say that Charles is, knows what's going on in terms of how to travel safely, you know, this isn't some part of his resume that he remembers how things were. He's still living this right now. So when Charles talks to you about how to behave yourself, how to not be stupid, then he's up to date. Charles, what's going on? What do you think?
Well, first off, let me just tell you, very good of you to call it the Arabian Gulf. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that that's, you know, on the Arab Gulf side, that's what you call it. Of course, on the Persian Gulf side, they call it Persian Gulf.
Yeah, you got to know who you're talking to, don't you?
Yes, you do. So very well put. I like that. No, I just got back from Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi is one of the Emirates. It's just south of, it's the northern Emirate, unless you call Qatar an emirate, is of the group of emirates there in the near the Strait of Hormuz. It's the northern emirate, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Although, and then you have Oman on one side, which is a sultanate, and then Qatar on the other one. And it's an interesting area because, as you well know, Jim, just a few decades ago, that area was a very sleepy little area of the Gulf. And, of course, it's one of the wealthiest areas now. And it's also in a very tough neighborhood. So it's been a fascinating time out there that I've enjoyed in traveling around the area. And actually, it's still involved very much in helping folks with security. So
What is the threat level if you had to go, if you were moving around in that part of the world today, DEFCON 1 being the worst and 5 being the easiest, where would you put, if you were a traveler traveling around the Arabian Gulf over there, what level would you tell somebody to be preparing for?
I would say a 4. It's pretty safe. It's pretty
They kind of keep control over there. They've got the local governments have things pinned down pretty close, pretty tight.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, they do. It's very controlled. They're not democracies over there. That's one. But they're They're sort of benevolent monarchies.
No, habeas corpus doesn't reign supreme over there, does it?
No, that is not in their dictionary. But
yeah.
On the other hand, in terms of particularly for tourists, I would say it's probably one of the safest areas to go to visit. The biggest threat you have as a tourist going out there, to be honest, is the weather from about May through August or September.
It's brutal.
It is beastly hot.
And the sandstorms. Don't forget the sandstorms.
Yeah. Oh, yes, those. You've got to and make sure you have your price points ready for some of the things you might want to get. But
right.
But other than that, it is.
What about – I also know that you transitioned from there to other parts of the world, including Europe. What did you have to do anything in particular to make the transition? Say, when you went to Europe from Abu Dhabi, did you have to do anything different? Was anything new there that you saw?
In terms of – well, I'll tell you, no. Europe and certainly Northern Europe and Scandinavia, but definitely in places like France right now, certain parts of England. And I'm talking about urban areas, really.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I am always very, very aware of my surroundings. But as far as Europe is concerned, I would actually say that there's areas of Europe that are more dangerous than that part of the world over in the Middle East.
I wouldn't be surprised, especially France right
Let's
now.
Take a,
they had a terrorist attack recently.
Oh, it's bad.
What about since the immigrants came in from the Middle East over the last 2 or 3 years, has that increased the intensity, the threat level over there, you think?
It has from the standpoint that what has happened is you have to think about these immigrants who came across, and there were warnings about this go all the way back 9-10 years ago. But so when they came across, they were absorbed into certain neighborhoods, certain areas in large urban centers, whether it's Paris, mm-hmm. Brussels, Stockholm, London. They essentially turned a lot of these areas into what are known as no-go zones.
Yeah.
And because the Europeans are very tolerant.
No-go, folks, meaning the police don't go. The police don't go there.
Yeah. That's right. There and so in instead of sort of the old melting pot theory,
right,
where if you come to our country, you adopt our values.
Right.
Those values very much, and it's a sensitive.
It's one of the reasons why I agree with President Trump.
It's made it more dangerous.
It's one of the reasons why I agree with President Trump in protecting our borders. I completely agree with him on that issue. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Charles Gosselin after the break. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.